Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Right, let's get stuck into looking at the weekend ahead and things to keep us entertained. We'll start with live music. Here's Grace Newton.
Hi, Pippah. Happy Friday. There's a lot of exciting shows going on this weekend. Starting out at Dubur in the northern suburbs, we have a Roxette tribute show on Friday night at 8:30. They'll be playing the classics like The Look, Listen to Your Heart, and It Must Have Been Love. Tickets can be bought on Dubur's website. Then moving into Sea Points, looking at the Mojo Market. Friday night at 6:30, South Africa's favorite reggae band, the Rudimentals, are going to be performing. And the event is completely free and it is supported by Heineken. So go check that out if you're in the Sea Point, Greenpoint area. Then the Alma Cafe in the southern suburbs. Also Friday night at 6:30. I know we've got lots of options for you here on this cold, blustery evening. But Dave Ferguson's going to be playing. And Dave Ferguson is still one of my favorite acts to watch, even after he's been performing around Cape Town for 15, 20 years. And what makes him so interesting is that he uses nothing but a harmonica, his voice, and his human beatboxing, and then a loop station. And he just creates these loops and he layers them on top of each other and he creates these songs that are just have these fabulous beats and are just so vibey and so fun to watch. So everything happens live, so it's really quite a beautiful thing to behold. So that is Friday evening at the Alma Cafe. You can get your tickets for Dave by emailing the Alma Cafe directly. Then looking at the Armchair Theatre in Obs, they've got an event called Woofstock on Saturday night. And as it sounds, it is a fundraising event for the SPCA. So there are four bands playing: Peasant, Dangerfields, Year of the Dogs, and Visitor Center. And all proceeds go towards the Cape of Good Hope SPCA. Tickets are 100 Rand on Quicket or 120 Rand at the door. And it really is for a good cause, and they, of course, are also accepting any blankets or pet food donations that anyone wants to bring. So that is 6:30 on Saturday night. Then, lastly, looking at Cafe Roo in the Deep South, the wonderful Three Tons of Fun are going to be performing on Saturday night. They are a very powerful three-woman group who sing a mixture of pop music, R&B, and Motown. Their performances are always a huge party, so you got to put on your dancing shoes. Tickets are 195 Rand for that show, and you can buy them through Quicket. That's all from me. I'm Grace Newton with your weekly gig guide, only on Cape Talk.
Thank you so much, Grace. A couple of other things to flag for you in the weekend ahead. Of course, one last reminder, the plant-powered show is underway at the CTICC. So if you are vegetarian or vegan or just veggie curious, wanting to perhaps live a more sustainable lifestyle and investigate your alternatives, that's the place to be this weekend. You can also book for masterclasses with the visiting chefs who are showing you how to do amazing things with vegetables front and forward. So a reminder that tickets are 200 Rand for adults. You do pay extra for the masterclasses, but otherwise everything's included in that entrance fee. It's free for the under 15s and there are concessions for the over 60s. Booking for that event is on Quicket. If you were lucky enough to get your hands on tickets for the rugby, you know where you need to be tomorrow. But let's just run you through some of the details around parking, because you are going to be one of 50,000 odd fans pouring towards the stadium precinct tomorrow. So if at all possible, don't try and drive your car into the central city, please. There are lots of options. The City of Cape Town has actually extended the park and ride facilities for this event. So if you have a ticket, you will be able to park at Century City, at the Civic Centre, at Tybalt Square, or at the CTICC, and then jump onto a MyCity bus that'll shuttle you down to the stadium itself. Again, those are Century City, Civic Centre, Tybalt Square, and the CTICC. At the Civic Center, the city has opened up its own parking space underneath the building. 450 bays available there, free of charge. But it's a first-come, first-served basis, and they're only opening at 2:30. So you'll have to get there early to get in the queue for those bays. The shuttle service is going to start running at 3 o'clock, and thereafter there'll be a bus every 15 minutes or as soon as the buses are full, whichever happens first. And the last return bus will leave the stadium bus station at 10:45. So that's if you want to take advantage of the park and ride for the URC rugby final on Saturday afternoon. Just this past Wednesday, we were talking about period poverty and reminding you of the fact that this coming Sunday is World Menstrual Hygiene Day. So how lovely to see our SA Navy band getting behind this cause. They're hosting a concert in Simonstown on Sunday afternoon, from which the proceeds will go to a sanitary pad drive in support of young women who can't afford their own products. The band is going to be performing a very varied program: Strauss's Artist Life, a tribute to Frank Sinatra, various big band pieces, and military marches can be expected, as well as a compilation of well-known South African songs. If you'd like to hear them play, the venue is the Admiralty Gardens in Simonstown. Gates open at 1 o'clock for the concert to start at 2 p.m. and the entrance fee is a 100 rand donation to that sanitary pad drive. You pay at the gate, there's no pre-booking, and it is free for children under the age of 12. For more information, you can email events@simonstown.com. And finally, a heads up that a couple of wine farms are hosting foodie events this weekend. If you're in the Tilbach area, you want to head to Morgansfleay Country Estate for the Vintage and Vine Affair. You can taste the many different products of the valley, not only the liquid ones, the olives, hearty home cooking, and much more. There'll be family entertainment and live music. That event is happening on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at Morgansfleay Country Estate. The entrance fee is 120 rand, and it's free for children under 18. More information available via info@tilbachtourism.co.za. And then in Franschhoek, Antoine Rupert Veyner bringing back the Shiraz and Charcuterie Festival after a three-year hiatus, a very popular event before COVID. You can, of course, taste all wonderful kinds of artisanal salami and cured hams, and that'll tickle the taste buds indeed. Saturday between 11 and 4 at Antoine Rupert Veyner, and of course you can put something liquid with the nibbles as well. Pre-booking for this event is essential because the tickets are limited. The cost is 295 rand per person, which includes your entry as well as some tastings inside the show. Booking for that one is on webtickets.co.za.
On ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
With conversation this hot and happening.
There is only so much sticking plaster that you can put onto something that keeps on breaking. Surely there is another way.
You never want to miss a single beat.
For those people who do not understand economics, what is the American debt ceiling?
But when life happens, K-Talk recaps all the biggest conversations from the week, every weekday
from 9 p.m.
Millionaire Mindset, what you're wanting to do is to encourage people to think bigger.
Catch the best of talk only on Cape Talk. Join the conversation.
Cape Town, you're in for a healthy, inspiring, and delicious treat. Africa's biggest plant-based food, drink, and conscious living event is heading to your shores. The Plant Powered Show, taking place at the CTICC from today until Sunday. If you're looking to live and enjoy a healthier, more conscious, and sustainable lifestyle with a smaller environmental footprint, the Plant Powered Show is for you. With top local and international chefs, interactive cooking demos, mixologists, health and wellness experts, and a marketplace to shop plant-based food, drink, and conscious living products. Gather your friends, invite your colleagues, get your tickets and enjoy a great day out at this year's Plant Powered Show.
Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072 567 1567.
Next, let's find out what's happening in the world of theatre. And my colleague Africa Milani has this week's theatre picks. Just a reminder, he is the chair of the judging panel of the Fleur de Cup Theatre Awards. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon, Pippa. I know it's been mentioned, but we have to start at the Theatre on the Bay, where Peter Dick Ace is back with his latest offering, Sell By Date. This is certainly one of his best shows that I've seen. He invites us to laugh at fears and to embrace facts with his tongue firmly in your cheek. It's very much a reflection on a new post-COVID energy. And as always, not only will you see Peter Dick Ace on stage, but also you'll see a cluster of topical characters, male, female, and political. The show is on at the Theatre on the Bay until the 10th of June. Go buy those tickets. They are selling out very quickly. That's Peter Degace in Sell By Date. Let's now go to the Baxter Theatre, shall we? Shukumani Rise Up is the latest offering from Lingua Franca. It's on at the Baxter's Masamba Theatre until the 27th of May. Evening performances are at 7:30, but there is a matinee show tomorrow at 2:00, and you can go to Baxter.co.za for more details. Now, Lingua Franca is a collective of incredibly talented individuals who, through poetry and spoken word, invite us to reflect on some of the more important issues in society. They'll be taking audiences on a journey to ancestral dwellings, to romantic realms, political landscapes, deeply societal grounds. They've given us productions in the past, such as Izikilelo Zobuze, Psalms, and Umzila Gamoya, and they'll be drawing on some of those productions in this latest offering of Shukumani Rise Up on at the Baxter Theatre's Masamba Theatre until the 27th of May. And of course, the pen of Mike van Graan, the award-winning playwright, deservedly has demanded from the audience an extension, of course, of his latest offering, My Fellow South Africans. It's very much in the tradition of paper back the curry and state fracture. It's showing at what is the Opera Bar at the Artscape. I think it's called the Innovation Theatre. It was due to end last week, but it's been extended until the 17th of June with performances from Wednesday to Friday. And there are two matinee shows on the 10th of June as well as the 17th of June. Both those days, of course, are Saturdays. Mike van Graan reflects on the ongoing energy crisis and the negative effect of load shedding on poverty, on unemployment, on violence against children and women, on crime and corruption, takes on the president without a doubt. And you might be... Well, you're invited to reflect on the seriousness of the issues that we're dealing with in South Africa. But as always, you'll walk out of there with a smirk, with a smile, which, I don't know about you, helps me deal with some of the more pertinent and serious issues that we have to reflect on a daily basis. My fellow South Africans, on at the Artscape Theatre until the 17th of June.
Thank you so much, Africa Milani. Let's turn to Rafiq Wahid for this week's podcast recommendation.
For this week, I'm going to recommend a brand new podcast which launched earlier this month. Join the fabulous Karen Dudley, beloved chef, restaurateur, and author, as she invites some of the most exciting names in South Africa's food industry to join her around the kitchen table for delicious conversations over even more delicious toast.
They've got to trust us to the experience.
When you're tasting something with my sous chef or my head chef, I'll watch them intensely. I'll watch their reactions. I'll watch their, like, if I don't get immediate, like,
yes,
banging chef, or like, that slaps, or like, if I get a then I go, okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's the first okay, so what is it that we need to, you know, that's how you work collaboratively as well. It's not solo Mr. Ivor Jones shows. Everyone comes with ideas.
It's called Toast with Karen Dudley. There are three episodes with a brand new episode dropping every Friday. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you, Rafiq Wahid. Let's turn to Chanel September of the Eyewitness News team for more on what's happening at the movies this week.
My parents are inviting us to the summer place for the big 4th of July weekend.
I can't leave my father.
This is the first summer since we have to say goodbye to your dear mother, and you're going to leave me to burn the papas and eat the hot dogs alone!
Why don't we just bring him?
Nah, I don't think so.
About My Father is a comedy directed by Laura Tarusso and starring Sebastian Maniscalco and two-time Oscar winner Robert De Niro. In the film, we're introduced to, you guessed it, Sebastian, who tells his old-school Italian immigrant father, Salvo, that he's going to propose to his all-American girlfriend. Now, despite a clash of cultures, ups and downs, and some laughs in between, there is hope in the end.
Who's the call?
I'm calling to report a bank robbery.
Is this crime currently in progress?
Today.
See that guy on the bench?
You have a lighter?
I guess I'm just something. It's very hot today.
like a furnace.
Hypnotic is a thriller that tells the story of a detective who investigates a mystery involving his missing daughter and a secret government program. Robert Rodriguez is in the director's chair. Ben Affleck is in the lead along with Alice Braga and J.D. Pardo.
You broke the rules. You went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
Other films to watch this weekend include The Little Mermaid, starring Halle Bailey, Beau is Afraid, starring Joaquin Phoenix, and the action movie Assassin. That's a wrap. I'm Chanel September.
Thank you so much, Chanel. Let's finish on the small screen, and my producer Maxine is with us in studio to chat us through a couple of highlights for the week ahead. Before we start though, Max, a couple of listener questions to answer, starting with Helen, who wrote to me after catching my interview with Anne Cleves at Frontshook to ask when we're getting the next season of Shetland. We don't have to wait very much longer, do we?
No, we don't. Only a fortnight you'll have to wait. Season 7 will drop on BritBox on the 15th of June. It's the last season with Dougie Henshall in the lead as Detective Inspector Jimmy Perez. We are told we can expect a season 8 sometime later this year, but the series will move on with the introduction of a new female detective who's going to be working with Tosh.
I cannot wait. We will remind you, I promise, for the 15th of June. And those asking, yes, that interview with Anne Cleves is going to be shared on air. We're just waiting to receive the audio, and it'll take us a little time to edit it down to a suitable length to play out on air, but we will share that with you in the coming weeks. And then a listener asking where to watch the rugby this weekend.
Yep, the DHL Stormers, as we all now know, are taking on the Irish side Munster in the biggest game of the year so far, the URC Championship Final. Kickoff at Cape Town Stadium is just before 6:30 p.m. and the coverage starts on SuperSport Channel 201 at 5 p.m. If you don't have DSTV, the best thing to do will be to find a local pub or a sports bar, which will be screening the game, and you can join in the cheers there.
Okay, thanks for that. Besides the rugby, anything worth watching on DSTV this week?
Yeah, the Sunday night movie is going to appeal to a lot of our listeners. It's Where the Crawdads Sing. It's based on the best-selling novel by Delia Owens. It's about a young woman abandoned by her family who all but raises herself out in the marshes of North Carolina, only to find herself accused of murder by a town that's never accepted her.
So if you love the book, you're going to love the film. And if you didn't love the book, you're probably not going to like the film either. I was a bit lukewarm about both, to be honest. But those who love the book have loved the movie. So don't let me put you off. 8 o'clock on Sunday night for that one. And you can stream it on Showmax from Monday onwards. And then anything else on Terrestrial, Max?
Yeah, we have the new season of Blue Bloods. It's starting on Mnet. This Emmy-nominated crime drama revolves around a close-knit family of law enforcers and their patriarch, Police Commissioner Frank Regan. That's, of course, played by Tom Selleck with his big moustache still.
Yep.
But I really like him in this role. He's so dignified. I love it. So season 13 kicks off on Wednesday night at 8 p.m.
Season 13 of Blue Bloods, Wednesday on Mnet. Okay, over to the streaming services. What's new on Showmax this week?
You can binge a new series called The Calling from today. It's created by 11-time Emmy winner David E. Kelly. He brought us, amongst others, L.A. Law and Ally McBeal. Now, this show tells the story of a young New York police detective with a very deep sense of spirituality and strong religious principles. When a seemingly routine investigation is turned on its head, he starts to question his own humanity.
It's The Calling, and you'll find it on Showmax. You can binge the entire thing from today. Right, over on Netflix, we're going with a foodie show. It's not exactly Bri weather, Max, but there is a new Bri-based show on Netflix.
Yeah, it's season 2 of Barbecue Showdown. It's premiering today. 8 American Bri masters, or probably barbecue masters, they go head-to-head over the open flames in pursuit of a $50,000 prize. Shame, you just have to watch it to give them credit that they're actually making a fire, because normally they are into their gas prize.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see them actually firing it up.
Season 2 of Barbecue Showdown on Netflix. Okay, much more serious stuff on Prime Video, a very anticipated movie dropping that's going to hit hard and deep.
It's called Till, and it's based on the true story of Emmett Till. He was a 14-year-old boy who was tortured and killed in Mississippi in 1955 after being accused of offending a white store owner's wife. After his body was returned to her, his mother then insisted on holding an open casket funeral to draw attention to the impact of racism in the South and relentlessly pursue justice for his killers. Daniela Deadweiler. She plays the mother, Mammy Till Bradley, and it's going to be powerful but hard to watch, I think.
Yeah, the movie's called Till, Prime Video. If you look up the backstory, it's an absolute shocker, and it should be a really powerful movie. Okay, we'll skip just to tell you on BritBox that there is a new crime drama about a serial killer called The Barking Murders. That's dropping on Thursday next week. Disney Plus has got a comedy series called Single Drunk Female about a woman who is struggling with alcoholism and is ordered to go back home and live with her mother, who was the source of all of her problems in the first place. It sounds like quite fun. But I want to flag the one that's new on Apple TV Plus this week.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun too. The Guardian has described it as the perfect modern buddy comedy, because we need more of those, of course. It's called Platonic, and it's a story of old college friends who reunite in adulthood after one of them gets divorced and the other contemplates what to do now that her kids are growing up. Will they or won't they hook up, or is this relationship purely platonic? Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, they play the leads and apparently give wonderful performances. There's 10 episodes of all of this. Will they or will they not?
I believe it's really, really well written as well. I've seen only good things on the reviews so far. So that one is Platonic, and you'll find it on Apple TV+. Maxine Peters, thank you so much. This is Kate.